The Gemara says, "Hachi nami mistavra." I'll bring you a raya for this also. Before that, Eleima kneged Hashem, and Amar of Meshashia shamat minor from this halacha that the kahanim were allowed to put the vigde kuna on the side of the head when they went to sleep, and it's not called a bizoyin al sham yafirch then. Whereas other mafreshim learn it should be a question, maybe a fool on the floor. So you see, you're not afraid of it. So shamat minor, we have the same raya that tefillin minatzad shapadomi. When you go to sleep, you're allowed to leave the tefillin on the side of your head. So the same shaila, the way Rashi learns, even though maybe you'll be a fiach then, while you're sleeping, you let out some wind, but so what? Since you're not wearing the tefillin is just on the side of you, there's no bizoyin. Rashi, tefillin the minat sad, lanich and etzlai kishu yoshin. You're not leave it on the side of you when you're going to sleep. And we're not afraid that maybe you let out your fiach then, according to other mafarshim, we're not afraid maybe you fall on the floor. And Taisa says, yeah, in if you have a parakam with the Talmud, you have a forest time machrina. Lechashina dilma mis nagdir. Venofel alayu. Viki bizoyin tefillin. Maybe you roll over it and you fall on top of it. It's an bizoyin. Kamashmo, I'm not afraid of that. It's better. Not that it'll fall on the floor, but we should be afraid maybe you'll roll on top of it. So since you see it's mutta by Vigde Kuna, and you're supposed to be naig Vigdusha, and you see it's mutta, so you see it without afraid. Who had been for tefillin also, you would be allowed to put your tefillin on the side of your head when you go to sleep. This is also a svar the way we're saying the keneged rishayim, that the Brisa says when they go to sleep the kahanim have to take off their begodim and they're allowed to put it like a pillow under the head. It doesn't really mean mamish under the head, but just means on the side of the head. That's the svar. Why? Because if you're going to tell me takas rishayim, that really it means they use the begodim but there is a pillow, it was under the head, they were having enjoyment from the begodim. Safili, you want to tell me you're allowed to have hanof in the begodim, shlei b'shas avoidom, of a betekus lei mishum klayim. The chudah should be an ista klayim involved. You have no heter to wear klayim. To ika avnet, because he's wearing the avnet, and the avnet is made from klayim. So b'shas di avoidom, we say yesterday chaleisa say. The Torah says you're allowed to wear klayim, b'shas you're doing the avoidom. But b'shas you're sleeping, what's the heter to have hanof from klayim? Now, Philly, you want to tell me that really you're allowed to have enough from it? But how are you allowed to have enough from Klayim? So that's a raya, you're not putting your head on top of the begodim, mamish, but rather your head is on the side, and you're not leaning on top of the begodim. So the Gemara says, no, who says there's Klayim here? The avnet the Kohen Gadol wore, that was the same avnet that the Kohen Hedyot wore a whole year. So now we know the Kohen Gadol is made out of klayim, but just like the Kohen Gadol's avnet was made out of klayim, who had in the avnet of a regular Kohen the whole year was also made out of klayim. Elo l'man de yomer, avnet osho Kohen Gadol, loy zeo avnet osho Kohen Hedyot. No, the special avnet the Kohen Gadol wore in Yom Kippur, true, that one was made out of klayim. But the regular avnet, the Kohen Hedyot wears the whole year, was not made out of klayim. So then, Ma'ik Lameila, what's your raya then? You know, who says the avnet had klayim in it? True, the avnet on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol wore, that had your klayim. But who said the avnet the Kohen Hedyot wore had klayim? Rashi. Honicho, ho de loy chayish the klayim, leman diyom avnet, the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippurim, shul shabutz, zeo avnet, the shul hedyot, koyim ois hashonah. We incline the big day coin headed shopper. A little different, Rashi saying, no better. Rashi was, Hanich, what you're not afraid of climbing if you hold that the avnet, the coin, God the war on Yom Kippur, which is made out of boots, which is only linen and not any wool. If that's the way the regular coin headed avnet was made the whole year, then it's good. There was no climb involved. But if you learn, no, that the avnet, the coin, God the war on Yom Kippur, true, was made out of boots, made out of linen. But the coin headed avnet the whole year was made out of both linen and wool, then you have a kasher. How can you, that's the raya. Like, how could you tell me it means a lot to put the head on top of it, but there's a pillow, it has klayim. You're not allowed to have a nof from klayim. So that's the svar to say, the brisa doesn't mean mamish to use it as a pillow, but rather just keep it on the side. The chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, klayim, polavisha, vihalohu diyoser. Maybe it's only not allowed to put klayim on top of you, or you can't wear a beggar's klayim. But here you're not putting it on top of you, but can't, you're putting it underneath your head. Of Bahatsa Shari, maybe to put it underneath you, it's mutter to put klayim underneath you. So the Gemara names what Tani learned like this. The Pasuk says, Lo yalo lechem. You're not allowed to put it on top of you. Midi raisa. Avala tomota la tia tachtecha. True. Midi raisa, you're allowed to put klayim underneath you. You're allowed to use it as a pillow or as a sheet. Klayim. Avul omru chachomin. But you should know, the Chum told us, also lasas kain. There's an iser. The Chum said, midi rabbonin, it's also to put klayim even like a sheet or like a pillow. So, Michael, what can you say here? How could you say now that you're allowed to put the avnet underneath your head with teres a pillow? And the avnet is made out of klayim, and there's also the rabbanon are called upon him to put something klayim underneath you to have hanor to receive enjoyment from klayim, even though it's underneath you. It's also the rabbanon. Hey, true midi, right? The Torah says, like klayim is only in isla visha, only if you're wearing it, or else the issur is if you put it on top of you. But to put it underneath you, it's also the rabbanon are called upon him. Yeah, and what's the reason why? Shema tichruch neimu achas avasorei. Because even though it's underneath you, we're afraid maybe a string that's sticking out of it will get wrapped around your hand, and that's called aloh, that's called wrapped around you. And that will be yosem midiraisa. So therefore, midirabonon, you're not allowed to be on top of klayim, because the gzera, maybe while you're on top of it, a string of it will wrap around your hands. And that will be an issa midiraisa. The chi teima, maybe will answer me, the mafsik lei midi, Bene, maybe it's only yosef if you're directly sleeping on top of the klayim. But maybe if you have the klayim underneath a few sheets, you have a few sheets, and underneath the sheet is the avnet, so there's no gzero. Maybe your hands will wrap around the klayim, maybe then it's mutter. Samar says, no, even that is awesome. The Yom Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Om Rav Yishur ben Levi, Om Rebbe, Mishum Kola Kadisha of Yerushalayim. He said over from the Kodesh Dika Kila of Yerushalayim that Afilo Esa Mutsois. Zu agav zu. Hafilu, you have 10 sheets, one on top of another. Uklayim tachtayim, and you should know the bottom sheet, the underneath the bottom sheet is klayim, is also lishin alayim. Midirabonon, there's an iser to go on top of klayim, even though there's a sheet down between you. Because loy pluk, rabonon made xera, you can never go on top of klayim. You can't have enjoyment from klayim. Elo lav shmamina, keneged roshayim shmamina. There's a good raya that the Brisa says you're allowed to put the begodim underneath your head with a pillow, doesn't mean mamish with a pillow, it means on the side of your head. But avadi, your head was not lying on top of the begodim. For two reasons it could be. One, it could be because it's also to have hanor from the begodim, and even in Tim Sulaim, it's mutter to have hanor from the begodim, but if the beggar was like was the avnate, which had klayim on it, but there was klayim, there's an issim of the rabbonim not called upon him. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi says another teretz. Maybe tak, you're allowed to put the begodim underneath your head. And true, you're allowed to have enjoyment from big dekuna. Aye, the kashri is what komasani miklayim. Or bizoy, you're having enjoyment from klayim also, and that's also. What's the heter? But shalsi is sleeping, there's no avoid, there's no eser dechleis to say. How do you have a right to have enjoyment from klayim? The avnet had klayim in it, was made out of wool and linen. The teretz is, big dekuna koshenein. I tell you, the begodim that were made for the big dekuna were very hard ones. It was made out of hard material. And the klal is hard material, you don't have enjoyment from it. So therefore, there's no issa klayim. As issa klayim is only if you have enjoyment from it. You don't have anor from klayim. If it's a thick material that doesn't give you any enjoyment, that's mutter. Shrashi koshenein, v'yein mischamimin, lefikach ein ben mishum klayim. So this Rashi here is mashma, there's no issa klayim at all. You have no enjoyment from it at all, and therefore there's no issa klayim at all. Other mafarshim learn, no, that there, like we learned before, there are two issurim by klayim. There's one issa, you're not allowed to put it on top of you or wear it. Now some learn wearing klayim is also even if you don't have anor. Stama, ma'isa levisha is also. So they'll learn even when the begodim are hard, still you're not allowed to wear it. But here we're not talking about wearing it. Here we're talking about putting it underneath your head, which is only yosim with rabbonin. There's only else, you're not allowed to be matziya tachtecha. So for this issim of the rabbonin to be matzi underneath you, it's only issim of the rabbonin if the material is such a material soft that you could have hanor from it. But if it's a hard material that you can't have any enjoyment from it, then there's no issim of the rabbonin. Le'enachnami, to wear klayim that's mamish hard, that's also. But for this Rashi, it's mashma not like that. Rashi's mashma that if the begodim are hard, you're not having any hanor from it, and male, there's no issim of klayim at all. Like Rav Huna said over the name of Rav Yeshua, that high namta, That's a hard piece of material, gamda, like a mat, a hard mat. The narish came from the place narish, sharya. You're allowed to have enjoyment from it. And even though it was made out of klayim, but since it was a hard mat that didn't have any hano, any enjoyment, it's muta. Shrashi namta loved, yagamda kosher, shari ain't by mishum klayim. The Allah dumid lavisha dispay hano chimamhu diyser. Allah is also, and lavisha is only yasser if you have enjoyment from it. But if you're wearing the begodim that are very hard begodim, you have no enjoyment from it, there's no issa klayim. So the big dekuna here was made koshim, was hard, therefore there's no issa klayim. It could be you're allowed to put your head and mamash on top of the yavnit. Toshima, big dekuna hayoytze ben le medina osir. You're not allowed to wear the begodim and take it outside Yerushalayim. Hayoytze ben le medina, if you go into Yerushalayim with it, it's osir. Or the migdash, mashenken in the base mitzvah yourself, bein b'shas avoidom, bein shloi b'shas avoidom muter. You're allowed to wear them. That's a raya. Before we had this question, are the Karnim allowed to have enjoyment from the Begodim in the Beis Hamikdash, even when they're not doing the Avoida? And the Torah says yes, they're allowed to have enjoyment from it. And one shot is because the Torah can't say that the second you get finished doing the Avoida, you have to take it off. Like you're not a Malach. Amol, you have to leave it on a little bit longer. So Elamai, once you have it on, you put it on for the purpose of doing an Avoida, you're allowed to keep it on. There's no issa to keep it on, to have enjoyment from it. So the more of Medina loy, but you're telling me now what? You're not allowed to wear your begodim outside the Beis Hamikdash into Yerushalayim. For a time, we learned like this, Abraiso. P'yeskrim v'chamisha b'tevis. In the 25th day of Tevis, it happened that Yom HaGrizimu. This day is called the day of HaGrizimu. We'll soon see why. The loy lemisvot, we made it a yomtiv, that you're not allowed to say a hesper today. Why? What was so great about this day? The maisa was like this. Yoim shebikshu kusim es beisalokenu melechsandris muktin leachrivoy. That the kusim made trouble for Klal Yisrael, and they went and told the melech, Alexandria muktim, to go and be machriv the beis hamikdash. That's what the kusim said. The kusim told the melech, go and destroy the beisalokenu, destroy the beis hamikdash. V'nosnu lehem reshus. And the melech gave the kusim reshus. The Kusim said, we want to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. The Melech says, okay, you can do it. Now they told this Gezerah to Shimon HaTzadik. They told him that the Melech gave Reshut to the Kusim to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. His Ma also, what did Shimon HaTzadik do? He was a Kohen, Kohen Gadol. Lovash Big Dekuna. He wore the Big Dekuna. V'nisata the Big Dekuna. And he wore the hat of the Big Dekuna also. Omiyakiri Yushlayim, and the Choshim of people from Yushlayim, Imai went with him. The Yavuka shall all be dayim. They had torches of fire in the hands. The Cholalayla, the whole night, they were walking from Yushlayim to the Alexandrian, Muktim. They went to visit him. So the whole night they were walking there. Is Halalu Hochim Mitzadzeh? The Halalu Hochim Mitzadzeh. Some of them walked on this side of the Shimon HaTzadik, and some of them walked on the other side of Shimon HaTzadik. At Sha'ol Omer HaShachar, they walked the whole night until it came Amish the morning. Kivin Shaul Omer HaShachar, as soon as it came Omer HaShachar, is Omer Lehem Mihalolu. So Asandria Muktim asked the people, who are these people coming? Is Omer Lois, they told him, Sami asked the Kusim, who are these people coming? Omer Lo Yehudim. So the Kusim said back, these are the Jews coming. Shemor Dubuchod, that they're rebelling against you. Is Kivin, so Mustama the Melech Asandrian, wants to go have Muhammad with them, wants to go kill them out. Is Kivin Shegia Lian Tifrois? When they came to this place on Tifrois, Zorchachama, that's when the sun came out, Legamri, came very light, and that's when the king, Alexandria Muktim, met Shimon HaTzadik. They met Zebezer. Now, Kivin Shiro, the Shimon HaTzadik, as soon as the Alexandrian Muktim saw Shimon HaTzadik, right away, Yoredi Makaftoi, he went off his horse, Vishtach Velafon, and he bowed down in front of them. That's what the king did. His armor lois, so the people told to the king, Melech Godu Kamoyscha, a great king like you, Yishtachvul Yehudoi, how come you're bowing down to the Yehudim? And Mustam the Kusim said this. The Yehudi is there, how come you're bowing down to this Jew, Shimon HaTzadik? Omalehem, so Alexandria Muktim said, you should know that the Must Yuknoi shows there a picture of Shimon HaTzadik, Menatzachas Lefonai Bebeis Mulchamti. Whenever I went out to have war, I always saw the picture of Shimon HaTzadik in front of me, and he was the one that helped me win the Muhammad. That was the night that happened. So the kids say, he finally met up with Shimon HaTzadik, he gave him big respect. Is Omar, So he said, Lama Omalahem, Lama Bosim, say yes, Shimon HaTzadik, what are you coming for? Omru, so Shimon HaTzadik told back to Achsan Yamukdim, Efsha Bayis, Shemishpalim Boyalechon, the house, the base of Migdish, that we daven for you, via Machuscha, we daven for your kingdom, Shloy Techrov, it should not be Chorev, Yisava Choyvdik Chovim Lachrivoy, like you gave over the right to the Goyim to destroy our base of Migdish. Like you made a toyish yisavuchom, you gave a mistake. They gave them that the goyim could destroy it. Is omalehem mialolo. So the melech achsan yomukdim. Yes, who are these people? Omaloi kusim alolo. These kusim that you gave them rishus to be machir my beis hamikdash. That's what they're doing. Shem nulufanechom. Is omalehem harehem misurim biyadechem. So right away the melech mukdim said, you should know what, you have rishus over them now. You Jews could take care of the kusim. Is miyad right away? They drilled the hole through all their ankles, through the ankles of the kusim. They drilled the hole. V'tolam v'zon v'susayim, and they took the tails of the horses and tied it into this hole. V'yemegar v'noisin, they said giddy up, and the horse started to run, and the guy was dragging along. V'yemegar v'noisin ala koitzav v'alakonim over the thorns and all the things on the floor. At Shigil Hagrizim, until finally the horses all came to Hagrizim. It's Kiva Shigil Hagrizim. As soon as all the horses, all the kusim came to Hagrizim, Choshua, they plowed them in there. With Zeru, and they planted them there. Karshinam, and they planted the mamash like you plant the horse food. That's where they planted the kusim. Kederach Shibik Shulasa, the base of Lokenu, the way they wanted to do to the base of Midish, they wanted to destroy the base of Midish. That's what happened to them. They destroyed them the same way and buried them there. That day, Yosua Yomtif. That was called the 25th day of Batavis. And that's called Yom HaGerizim. That's his nest that happened then, and it was a Yomtif. But I call part of the Kashrut, you see, Shimon HaTzadik here took the big dekuna and went outside Yerushalayim. He went to see Malchus the king. You know, it's also to go out, Kutsun the Beis HaMikdash. So how could he go outside? He bought the same one Teret says, Ruyin the big dekuna. Avada, the begodim he wore at that time was not mamish big dekuna. In other words, ruyin the rishonim say means it was made roy to be the big dekuna, but they weren't mekadosh it yet. It didn't have any kedusha yet. So since it didn't have any kedusha, you were allowed to take it outside Yerushalayim. So that's why he was allowed to wear it. The boy is saying another teretz is eis lasos lashem efei teresecha. True, there's an issa to do it, but at certain times, at certain klal yisrael, you're allowed to be over the Torah in order to save klal yisrael. This is like pekuach nefesh here. So mainly he was mutter. Zrashi, it's lasas lashem. Kishibo eis, lasas double lishmoy shemokam. When it comes a time when you want to do something lishmoy lashem, mekodesh baruchu, mutter lahofer by Torah. Sometimes you'll have to look over the Torah and do it. But you have to be a chochel, like Shimon HaTzadik, to know when to do it. Not anybody is allowed to say, I want to change over the Torah and lishmoy. Chas v'sholom. It's only mutter at certain times when the Gemara says it. So was the Meister. So Teres, how he did it, because there's two towards him. Either it didn't have any kedusha yet, or else Taka Mishmeis Las Hashem Afeir Teresecha. But at the end of the Mishnah says, Chazon HaKnesses says, Noito Sefer Torah. The Chazon took the Sefer Torah and gave it over to the Rosh Knesses. Then the Rosh Knesses gave it over to the Skan. As a Chura, they were Noi Kovin Zelazer, that the Chazon, the Shamish, gave it over to the Gabbai. So the Chura, the Shamish would be Mechaba the Gabbai in front of the Rebbe, in front of the Kohen Gadol. So the Chur Shemaminu, which have arrived from here, that Chol can cover the Talmud, but Malkam Arav. Somebody's allowed to show respect to a Talmud in front of his Rebbe. But the Chur here, they will not cover to the Shamish, or to the Rosh Knesses, or to the Skan, one handed it to the other one. So Ram Rabbi, Rabbi says, no. I tell you, Kula Mishum Kvod the Kohen Gadol Hi. This was all not the pshat you're giving respect to the Talmud. This is all Bekovedik, how to get the Sefer Torah to the Kohen Gadol. Mispakeret. It wasn't Bekoved that the Shamish should give the Sefer Torah straight to the Kohen Gadol. So the Shamish gave it to the Gabbai. The Gabbai gave it to the Sagan. And then the Sagan gave it to the Kohen Gadol. So it was all given over, the Torah to give over the cover to the Kohen Gadol. That's why it was Mutter. The Kohen Gadol stood up now. Mechlal Shu Yoshev. Mashmaupu to now he was sitting. It says now when they gave him the Sefer Torah, he stood up. I, Bonan Tanan, we learned that Ein Yeshiva B'Yazara, Elul Malchus Beis Dovid B'Vad, nobody's allowed to sit down in the Beis HaMikdash, only Malchus Beis Dovid B'Vad. That's all. Trash Ein Yeshiva B'Yazara, the Siv Lama V'Sharis, Hoim Dim Shalom Fnei Hashem, Lo Mitzim B'Yeshiva, They're not allowed to sit down in the Beis Hamikdash. The Pesukim always say, the Kohen have to stand when they do the Avodah. Elo l'malchus Beis David, shenemar, v'yovi ha-melech David v'yoshev, ki shomo lo'y nosin ha-novi, ato lo'y sivna ha-bayis, ki yomolo, ki yom ni-yomecho. So it says there, v'yovi ha-melech David v'yeshev, even though by him there was no Beis Hamikdash yet, but I call upon him from Malchus Beis David onward, they had a right. So whoever was a chelik of Malchus Beis David had a right to sit in the Beis Hamikdash, but not Stam a Kohen. So how come here the Kohen was sitting? Shenem the pasuk says, "Vayovi Yamelach David Vayeshu Lofnei Hashem." And the Gemara could Yomer of Chizda, the Yezras Noshim. You know where they leaned? You know where the Kohen Gadol leaned to save a Torah? Not in the Yazar itself, but in the Yezras Noshim. And the Yezras Noshim that doesn't have so much kedusha. There you're allowed to sit. It's only in the Yazar itself you're not allowed to sit. But in the Yezras Noshim was mutter. Hochinam b'yezus noshim. Here also is b'yezus noshim. Beich yitmud rav chizda. Where did we learn of chizda din of b'yezus noshim to say there is mutter? The mainly answering me here also by the kriya was done in the b'yezus noshim. Aho. Well, it was learned in this case that meisu we have to kasha. Titania. Hey, I mean, I guess this word meisu was the gemara say here. Yeah, the Gemara takes out the word mitzvah. Aha, the Tani, we learned like this. Heichon Karim Boy. Where did the Kohen Gadol read from these parshas on Yom Kippur? The Azor. Tanakam says, Enecham, he landed in the Azor. We have Loz Ibn Yaakov, Oyim, and Harabayis. In the Harabayis, not in the Azor, outside, in the Harabayis. Shenema, Vayikora Boy, Lifnei Harachoyf. Asha Lifnei Sharamayim. Mashmin Harabayis. The Omer of Chizdo, the Ezras Noshim. That's what Tanakhama says, it was written, it was laid in the Yazara. It doesn't mean mamish the Yazara, the Adduktusha, that there you're not allowed to sit down. That means he laid it in the Ezra's Noshim. And there you're allowed to sit down. By Yavorech Ezra, Es Hashem Ulakim HaGodol, my Godol, what does it mean that Ezra gave a brocham? Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav, Shegidlu B'Shem HaMafarish. He was Megadol, the Beis HaMikdash, with the Shem HaMafarish. Rav Gidlo Ma, no. He just said the pasuk of Baruch Hashem Lakei Yisrael Min Olam Vad Olam. And Amalei Abayler Al Rav Dimi Vedilma Shegidlo Hashem Mafarish. Like, how do you know that? How do you know that Ezra didn't say Hashem Mafarish? He only said Baruch Hashem Lakei Yisrael. Maybe Ezra Taka said Hashem Mafarish. Or Amalei Ein Oimrim Hashem Mafarish Begvulin. Hey, this was not in the Beis Hamikdash. Means Begvulin outside, that's the cloud. You're not allowed to say Hashem Mafarish. But the Gemara of Eloi, you're not. Well, see, the pasuk says Vayamad Ezra Soifrim Al Migdalates. Asher also ledaber, the Amr of Gidol shegidlo Hashem Mafarish. So you see, he said the Hashem Mafarish in this Migdol, and this was in the, this is outside the Azor, it was outside the Beis Hamikdash. So you see, you're allowed to say the Hashem Mafarish outside the Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara Roya Shohisa, that was a special time. Enichnami, Namal Tzosar, but again, special times, they did special things. But you can't learn out from there that it's like a mutter. All right, stop.